Welcome to Friend of Maryland. My name is Kat Pause, and this is a fat-friendly space. Today on Friend of Maryland, I share my Fatlicious holiday gift guide for 2011. I chat with Kath Reed about some great gifts to give this holiday season, and I share a blog from Dances with Fat. It's beginning to look a lot like Christmas. Well, actually, it's not. Having spent the first 28 years of my life in the Northern Hemisphere, I'm not sure I'll ever adapt to beachwear, jandals, and barbecue during the holidays. But even if the warm weather feels wrong to me, I cannot deny that trees are being decorated, lights are being hung, and Christmas carols are being played in the stores. One of the many things I love about the holidays is the gift-giving guides put together by corporations trying to sell you their goods. My favorite comes from Entertainment Weekly, as they break down gift guides into types of people. In that spirit, I'd like to present my own gift guide for the rad fatty or fat ally in your life. So for the bookworm, I'd strongly recommend Charlotte Cooper's Fat and Proud, The Politics of Size, or Amy Farrell's new book from this year, Fat Shame. For the multitasker, you can't go wrong with Marilyn Wand's 2012 Fatso Day Planner. It's a great way to stay organized in a fatlicious way, and it's fantastically filled with great fatlicious quotes, pictures, and ideas, not to mention the fact that Marilyn's left the cover largely blank for those individuals who'd like to decorate it themselves and make it their own. Other great gifts for the multitasker who needs to stay organized is the 2012 Adipositivity Calendar. Mine just arrived in the mail a few days ago. I've looked through it. It looks amazing. And there's also the Cheeky Fat Pinup Calendar by Jen Oakes. If you have someone in your life who's not really well-informed about issues related to fat activism, you could purchase them Marilyn Wand's book, Fat So. It's a great beginner's guide to this area. Another great thing for the uninformed is the new brooch from Fancy Lady Industries. It's a no diet talk. It's a clear way to signal to those around you that it's not okay to talk about diets or shaming your bodies in front of you. If someone in your life is a fat chinesa, well, there's always lots of good things to choose from. I'd specifically recommend the Dookie bracelets that were designed by Fat Shopaholic for Nakamuli. Another favorite of mine, and I must admit I owe quite a few in quite a few different colors, are the Fat Necklace by Fancy Lady Industries. There's someone in your life who's a student or possibly a scholar. You can always get them the Fat Studies Reader, which was edited by Esther Rothblum and Sandra Solovey, or the Fat Studies in the UK edition, edited by Corinna Tormley and Anne Naylor. For the number cruncher, someone who really likes to get in and look at the data, wants their hands on the empirical work, a classic is The Obesity Myth by Paul Campos, or you can pick up the new title from this year by Michael Gard called The End of the Obesity Epidemic. Of course, for the kid in all of us, there's nothing better than Nicole Lorenz's new fat-positive coloring book, Fat Ladies in Space. Many of us are involved in fat activism. For those of us involved in fat activism, there's lots of great tools out there that we can use to help us know that we're not alone and to help us remind us of those who have come before us. There's the Fat Girl Zines, the Love Your Body Pack, and of course, the Fat Rights Toolkit produced by Love Your Body Detroit. I personally have one in both purple and pink, and they're awesome. For the person who just moved into a new home or always likes to get homewares, Marilyn's Wand's Yay Scale is a must-have for any bathroom. And of course, Voluntu Art has quite a lot of great fat-positive, body-positive pieces of art, from sculptures to paintings to other knickknacks that you would want around your house. Most of us have at least one health nut in our lives, and great gifts for that person might include Linda Bacon's book, Health at Every Size, or Jeanette DePatie's DVD, The Fat Chick Works Out. And of course, just because you're buying for others this holiday season, you don't want to forget about yourself. I'd strongly recommend looking into getting Fancy Lady Industries to do a cool digital illustration self-portrait of yourself. Or perhaps you might want to pick up the Fuck Flattering Crop Tee from Gisela Ramirez. And of course, no rad fatty or fatlicious person lives would be complete without Hannah Blank's new revised book, Big, Big Love. So I hope this fatlicious holiday gift-giving guide has provided some guidance for you if you're choosing to buy gifts for rad fatties or fat allies or yourself at this time of year. If you've got any other suggestions or know things that I've left off the list, please let me know. friendofmarilyn@aol.com. Joining me on the show today is Kath Reed from the Fat Heffalump. Unfortunately, due to technical errors, I lost the first minute or so of our interview. What you've missed hearing is us saying hello, me thanking her for agreeing to come on the show, and my suggestion that we talk about the fat positive gifts that are available for purchasing during this holiday season. I asked her what was number one on her list, and she began by saying Marilyn Wand's 2012 Fatso Day Planner. And that is where the conversation begins.
Yeah, no, me too. I'm just waiting for mine to come in the mail.
Yeah. I was just waiting any old diet should turn up. And that was number one on the list. But things like the Fat Ladies in Space coloring book.
Oh, Nicole Lorenz's coloring book, yeah.
Yes, I want like six of those.
Yeah.
Like, they're different colors and come back. And,
well, you know, that's a good thing to give to other people, though, too. Like,
yes.
You know, it's because it's one of those kind of gifts that, like, we can appreciate for the fact that it's pretty radical.
Absolutely.
But other people might not actually, like, kind of get how radical it is. So they would just be like, oh, cool, it's a coloring book. And,
yes.
Oh, look, it happens to be fat women. And, oh, okay,
and
sure.
Awesome, because just by sitting and coloring in the pictures, it's like it's giving you a message.
Absolutely.
You're sort of enjoying the coloring in because, you know, I mean, how many adults get to color in?
I know.
it's really, there's something really calming about coloring in, and color is great therapy as well.
Oh, absolutely.
And just by sitting coloring in, if you're not immersed in this world that we're immersed in, just by sitting coloring in bodies that are other than the sort of cultural norm, you're getting this message. It's like a subliminal message.
Ooh. Right. You know, what I don't know if Nicole's doing this or not, but it would be great if she, because I know that Marilyn's actually encouraged people to, if they want, to decorate the cover of her 2012 Fatso.
Oh, yeah, I'm going to be decorating the cover.
And to send her, like, pictures. And I hope Nicole actually encourages people to do that as well with the coloring book. Because I can imagine, like, a really cool project to be collecting, you know, different people's coloring in of, you know, maybe like the fat Supergirl.
You know what would be really awesome is like a Christmas coloring in competition where she just drew a Christmas one and then got people to color it in, and maybe the prize was a coloring in book. That would be awesome.
Absolutely. So for me, I think at the top of my wish list, and also something that I know I'm going to give to some people, including my mom, is the new Adipositivity calendar from Substantia Jones.
Yeah, that would be wonderful. That would be really awesome.
I know.
Everybody needs one of those calendars somewhere in their house.
Completely agree. Even if you put it like, because I know I have women that they have one, but they're not, they don't feel strong enough or brave enough to actually put it
and
out. So they put it like in their closet, but they still see it every day.
It's like sexy lady. So it's not something that you can hang in your office.
Right.
At work, you know?
It's not safe for work, I mean, right? Yeah. Like SF.
About appropriateness
yeah.
Venue, you know? But in the bathroom next to your mirror.
Oh, yeah.
But you get ready every morning or wherever your mirror is.
Well, I have to admit that mine, because, of course, the calendar this year, December, is Marilyn Wand, which is just fantastic. And I have to admit, mine's actually, like, the first thing you see when you walk in the front door of my house is my Adipositivity calendar.
That's awesome. It would be in mine as well. But I get that because it's kind of, you know, women you know, in sexy lingerie, or there's nude poses and stuff like that. You can't, not everyone can have it in the same space as, you know, rad fatties like us.
Yeah, no, totally true.
Yeah.
So let's see what else. I think for me, the other main things actually are the stuff out of Fancy Lady Industries. You know, so the stuff that Natalie does. So like I've got several of the fat necklaces. And in fact, I actually wore one for like my main interview with 2020 yesterday.
Excellent. What color did you end up going with?
So I went with the red because I wore a gray shirt.
Nice and bold.
So, yeah, exactly. Because the black was a bit too subtle, and I wasn't sure if the clear one would actually show up that well on camera. So I picked the – actually, I picked the fat necklace first and worked the outfit backwards from there. But I really want one of those no diet talk brooches that she's done. I don't have one of those yet.
Did you see someone actually use those no diet talk brooch to decorate the top of mince
pies?
So you
that's
know, the
awesome.
Icing, you know, and you dust the icing sugar through them. So they all their little mince pies said no diet talk.
Now, see, I make cupcakes. I would love to make cupcakes. And then, yeah,
that
like dust
cool.
the icing sugar so
you
it says no diet talk on it. That's awesome. The other cool thing you could do, though, with like those kind of brooches is – like, I think we need to really embrace the holiday thing and maybe think of what, like, a fat positive Christmas tree might look like, right?
Yeah.
So you buy, like, a really fat tree to begin with, but then you decorate it with fat positive stuff. So you could put...
Yeah, and there's all those little figurines that come from Voluptua.
Yes.
That would be awesome for decorating a Christmas tree.
And I could wrap around it Amanda Levitt and her Fat Rights toolkit. She's got the measuring tape. That doesn't have the numbers but has the positive adjectives on it. So you could wrap that around, like, is instead of garland or something.
And she's also done some little pigs and hippopotamus.
Oh, that's right. She's got the pigs.
Which would sit nicely.
You could sit those on the branches if they were,
This makes me wish I could have a Christmas tree. Right. I have a really small flat, so I can't get a real Christmas tree. So I just have a little ornament wooden
right.
one, you know.
No, I have to admit mine's fake too.
Just to decorate up with, you know, those awesome tape measures and little fat ladies.
Maybe that's something you and I, a project you and I need to work on for next year. So, like, we're going to plan for the whole next year to create, like, fat-positive Christmas trees that, you know, we can share with other people.
What is more fat-positive than Santa Claus?
Oh, see, exactly. That is exactly it.
You know, and hanging on my Christmas tree at work, I have all these little dancing Santa Clauses. And so what more fat positive can you get than that?
No, I love it. I think that's awesome.
Well,
hey, listen, Kath, I'm going to let you go because I know that you need to get back to work. But thank you so much
you're most welcome.
For being willing to come on and chat about this. In the spotlight today is a blog from Dances with Fat. The title of the blog is, It Starts with a Guess and Ends with a Revolution. Quote, It starts with a guess. I know that you don't take care of your body because you're fat. Then add an assumption. You eat tons of junk food and don't exercise. Now make a judgment. You are lazy and don't care about your body. Confuse your experience with someone else's experience or everyone else's experience. I once gained 10 pounds after I got in a fight with my boyfriend, and I was able to lose it by drinking 2 chocolate shakes for breakfast and lunch and eating a tiny dinner. Draw an illogical conclusion. Well, since I lost 10 pounds on my first ever diet, you can lose 200 pounds on your 20th diet by doing what I did just for a longer period of time. Confuse correlation and causation. Well, besides, if you don't lose weight, you'll get diabetes. Repeat something you've heard a lot but never taken the time to verify. Plus, you cost the workplace billions of dollars. Won't somebody think of the taxpayer? Loudly misinterpret the concept of personal responsibility. You are personally responsible for looking how I want you to look and doing what I want you to do, or there should be consequences. Make a broad sweeping generalization. Health at every size? It's just like a fatty to eat Twinkies all day and call it healthy. Try to tell other people what they need to do with their bodies. I don't know how much you're eating or how much exercise you're doing, and I don't care. You need to eat less and exercise more. Insist that we don't get to tell you what to do with your body. It doesn't matter that I partake in all the behaviors that I criticize in fat people. I'm at a healthy weight, so as long as I'm thin, I can do whatever I want. Ignore the facts and insult people. what do you mean there are unhealthy thin people and healthy fat people? I don't want to hear about these studies and this science. Quit wasting your time justifying your fatness and just do something about it. Become frustrated and call me names? Well, shut up. You're just a big fat, fatty fat pants. Repeat this conversation so often that people start to believe it's true. I see this line of logic all the time, and once you start to dig, you realize that it's a house of cards built on a foundation of toothpicks. First, if your argument starts with a guess, then it doesn't really matter what you say afterwards. You absolutely cannot look at somebody's body and glean any information other than the size of their body and what your feelings about that size of body are. Second, unless you're starting a campaign against Ironman triathletes, climbing Mount Everest, sedentary thin people, and jaywalkers, because none of these activities prioritize health, then you don't get to pick on fat people. Of course, none of it is actually your business at all. You always have the right to remain silent. What you seem to be lacking is the capacity. Maybe work on that. Repeat after me. Other people's bodies are none of my business. Most of this could be solved if people were self-aware enough to honestly answer the question, do I actually know what I'm talking about, or am I repeating things that I've never verified for myself? And would I want to be treated the way I'm treating this group of people? But most people either can't or won't be this introspective. So as a fat person, this isn't my issue per se, but it becomes my problem. For me, it helps to remind me how utterly ridiculous this whole thing is and how much of it is based on someone guessing, assuming, misinterpreting, repeating without verifying, and just being an ass. There is a revolution happening, but there are no guns, no knives, and very few epic battles. It's a revolution of tiny acts. In the culture we live in, every act of liking ourselves is revolutionary. Get out of bed and don't hate yourself? You're a revolutionary. Go on a walk and enjoy moving your body, despite the possibility of having to deal with idiots? You're a revolutionary. Enjoyed your lunch without guilt? Viva la revolution! Rest assured, all of these acts are acting up. They're adding up. More people see what we are doing and choose to step away from the self-hate every day. And soon, all of the assuming, misinterpreting, repeating asses in the world won't be able to stop us. It's a fatty uprising. Join us! End quote. Thank you for tuning in to Friend of Marilyn. If you'd like to contact the show, you can email us, friendofmarilyn@aol.com. Tune in next week only on Access Manamatu, 9:99 a.m. Closing out the show is Heart with Magic Man.